The Reverend William Barber, president of the North Carolina NAACP and leader of the Moral Monday protests in Raleigh, announced the lawsuit at an afternoon press conference in Asheville just hours before the start of a Moral Monday rally downtown.
We are going to bring the strongest, most coordinated legal attack against their attack on voting rights that we've seen since the 1960s.
Yes, sir.
The solid Republican majority in the General Assembly passed a series of changes to state election laws, including a strict voter ID provision, cutting the early voting period. It ended straight ticket voting, same-day registration, and ended public financing of some judicial campaigns. Supporters of the changes say they are necessary to protect the integrity of elections and will improve the election process.
Reverend Barber says the Moral Monday movement is part of what he calls fusion politics. He says a coalition of blacks, Latinos, working class white folks, and progressives who are motivated and cast their votes looking to the future rather than voting their fears are the new electorate in North Carolina. Reverend Barber says it's that coalition that put Barack Obama in the White House.
It signaled the beginning of a third Reconstruction because his electorate, remember, he lost 65 counties in North Carolina. He won 35. He lost on election day, but he won during the same day registration early voting. What did that electorate look like? Black, white, Latino, brown, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, labor, people of faith. It was a broad kind of electorate, a new kind of electorate in the South that so often has been solid South. And I believe that that's one of the reasons you saw a massive attack on voting rights after his election, because in every time that this nation has attempted to reconstruct itself, whether in the 1800s or the 1960s, the first attack to stop it has been an attack on voting rights.
That's right.
The most recent session of the General Assembly has come to a close, and most state lawmakers have returned home. Reverend Barber says the Moral Monday movement will now focus its attention on explaining the impact of the various bills that were passed, what he called the pain that is likely to follow, and the next election. He added that he doesn't believe political boundaries will protect incumbents who voted not to expand access to Medicaid to 500,000 state residents, cut benefits to the unemployed, cut spending on public education, and pass laws that limit access to women's health clinics, including abortion services.
The 960 over 60 people that got arrested have committed to register 50 people by 50, 50 by the March on Washington, 50th anniversary, which would be 50,000 new voters. And we're asking people to make a personal commitment of at least 50 new registered voters. Everybody registering 50 new registered voters so that we have a legal strategy, we have a social media strategy, we have a direct action and public education strategy. We support what we fought for, same-day registration, early voting. We even believe people ought to be registered when they turn 18, almost automatically, just like the draft. We want people to vote. We are not afraid of the people voting. We want everybody to vote. They want only certain people to vote because their goal is one-party rule and their goal is being able to stay in office. And they know that a broad electorate will not support their narrow-minded agenda.